Greetings, I'm James Gillen, your host, and welcome to East Eddie Stargate. We're on Rumble, BBS, may not be on East Eddie on East Eddie YouTube much longer, but we'll see. Probably won't broadcast on that one, this show, just because it's got a lot of interesting things in it, but which they don't like. But anyway, East Eddie events, got to get some housekeeping out of the way. Saturday, June 18th, we have an energy healing, grounding, and the biofield, and that's going to be a great workshop, I know. June 23rd through the 27th, we have the ambassador and self-mastery workshop. So those definitely don't miss that one. Now, it's almost sold out because that's it's a major intensive, and you're going to have contact. You're going to have contact with higher dimensional beings, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, as well as masters and things like that. So it's talks about safeguards for, you know, getting clear information. And unfortunately, we have a lot of those safeguards have been thrown out the window. So there's a lot of information out there that's not very clear, and it's coming from lower levels or overactive imaginations. But anyway, it teaches you the safeguards for bringing in clear information and making contact with the benevolent beings. July 7th through the 11th, we have yoga and sound healing retreat. That's always a good one. And July 15th through the 17th, we have the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. And we just loaded the flyer up there and opened it up, and people are already hitting it and signing in. So I think that one's going to fill up fast. And we're doing a smaller event this time, so people can spend more time on the land, more time in nature, more time on tension walks, in the medicine wheel, in the plating circle, and really get in touch with the land here in the vortex and make your own personal connection. So we're trying to have things set the intention for people to really become empowered and take personal responsibility and create their own contact. And that's what we've always been about. So anyway, that thing's taken off. So enough for housekeeping. That's out of the way. There's a lot of stuff. I'm going to mention the disclosure project. Just, you know, this one, the government disclosure thing is, I've kind of beat this into the ground. It's like a dead horse, but come on, it's like 70 years of deception with the government. And all of a sudden, they're going to just give you something outrageous other than a freaking Tic Tac, a fuzzy Tic Tac. Come on. I mean, it's ridiculous, basically. You know, we've been going to Mars and the moon since the late 60s with high tech, not with rockets, with counter gravity and other extreme technologies. So you can imagine what we have now. And so this whole thing about trying to prove UFOs exist, you know, the ATVs or alien technology vehicles, they're back engineered. You know, all these different things they have, they're all back engineered from alien technology. So that iPhone you've got, that whatever phone you've got, your computer, everything, all that came back engineered from alien technology. So, I mean, this is another big smokescreen. They have the same people behind it, and they bring out a couple new shiny new faces that everybody knows. And, you know, they have Illuminati symbols all over their guitars and everything else. So come on, guys, you know, make your own contact, go within. It's not external. And this whole ufology is riddled with shills and disinformation and misinformation. So it's real important to go within and clear the energies, create sacred space, and make your own personal contact. That's the main thing. You don't have to pay like $20,000 to get it, you know, anyway. So that being said, I want to get onto the news. There's some major things coming out right now, and the TN House subcommittee testified that the vaccines do not prevent or lessen the effects of COVID. In fact, they extremely compromise the immune system with severe side effects in peer-reviewed studies from several universities. So, you know, this isn't just some quack doctor. These are, you know, major universities telling us that these vaccines do not prevent or lessen the effects of COVID. So what are they for? You know, we need to ask that question. Now, according to the statistics, children are at near zero risk and should not be vaccinated or subject subjected to debilitating side effects, which are coming from these vaccines. So mothers, you know, get on this, and fathers, stand behind the mothers, and let's put an end to this nonsense. The children, they're going after the children now, and it's just all about profit control and population control, basically, is what it all boils down to. So anyway, if you want to learn more about this, research graphene oxide and luciferase. That'll tell you everything. I'm not going to do all your homework for you. You know, we have these critical thinking and research impaired people around there spouting off all this nonsense and fear and drama, and just do your own research, and then you have power. You know, you have the truth on your side, and then you can decide, you know, whether you want to inject your children with these luciferase. It might be a blatant hit as to what's in it. So it's also tied into 5G. So, you know, they can hit you with two blasts and release all kinds of crap that's in luciferase. So be aware of that. Do your own research. Anyway, Pfizer just told a federal judge they own the federal government and are thereby immune to normal contract law. In other words, it's not your government. It's legal, but not lawful. Now, these guys all just met at Davos, and the head of all of our agencies and security agencies and major politicians, even the all these guys were there. And they're under agreement and under contract with these guys, not with you. Yeah, so you need to figure this one out quick anyway, because the Constitution and common law totally trumps USA Inc. And the government is contracted as a service corporation operating on good faith and providing beneficial services to the people. Lately, they haven't done anything in good faith or beneficial to the people. I mean, just look at everything. So anyway, it seems the politicians are in it for themselves and the people be damned. You know, do you think, here's a good one. Do you think all that foreign aid goes to Ukraine and other countries? Think again. Why do you think they voted down an accounting of where the money goes? Rand Paul said, hey, I want an accounting on where this money goes. That's the oldest trick in the book. You know, foreign aid. Guess where all that money goes? It doesn't go to those foreign countries, and it doesn't go to the people in those foreign countries that need it. It goes somewhere else. You know, just like the Red Cross and all these other things. You know, with these disasters, all of a sudden there's nothing there. They don't have any drinking water, clean drinking water. It's a mess. And you look at who owns the Red Cross, and hey, guess what? It's the Bush family. But anyway, here's another oxymoron I want you to look at. At gay pride events now, they're altering the Ukrainian flag with a rainbow. You know, a country that does not allow gay marriages supports a Nazi military, the Azov Battalion. And, you know, think about this. I wonder how Nazis feel about homosexuality, people of color. You know, isn't it against international law to fund Nazis? You know, I said, you might want to mention that to the president, you know, and so you might want to change your flag or do some research on that one. You know, so it's a total oxymoron, but just when I say it can't get any crazier, it does, you know. So anyway, the current administration redundantly broke the agreement, and they seem to be hijacked by the global elite and hostile foreign governments. Hunter's laptop explains it all. You know, it's all on there. All the Russian bribes, the Chinese bribes, it goes on and on and on. It's all there. And, you know, his search engine, if you look at what he's been searching on that laptop, you just go, oh, my God. You know, but anyway, that needs to come out, you know, and be dealt with. So, you know, research the difference between legal and lawful. The sheriffs are the highest enforcement officers on the land other than the military. So it goes military and then sheriffs, basically. And hopefully the military and the sheriffs are going to step up the plate and put an end to this, because they need to. And, you know, this latest thing when the woman rushed in there, I think it was Angeli or something, Gomez, and then the other guy, I forgot his name, I should have wrote it down, but, you know, they went in there and they rushed in there to save their children and their families, you know, his wife and his child. And they ran in there and they took care of business, and everybody else was in stand down. Why? Why were they in stand? Why did they try to arrest this mother that said, screw you, I'm going to go get my kids? I mean, this is a small woman who went in there and said, I'm taking care of my kids. It's kind of embarrassing when you really think about it. You know, it's so why were they standing down? It makes no sense. And why did this kid have $5,000 worth of weapons and ammo and a brand new Ford F-50 and he worked part-time at some fast food place? Where'd that money come from? You really need to start asking these questions. So also, you know, we can go on and on, but anyway, Democrats are at it again, trying to destroy the Second Amendment, pretty much trash the First Amendment, your freedom of speech. And now if you don't use the proper pronoun, you're charged with a hate crime. If you disagree with the schools forcing your kids to choose genders, you know, watch gay porn and choose one race over another, you're an enemy of the state. You're on the terror watch list. How do we get here? You know, this, if you don't see the insanity of this by now, I don't think there's help for anybody that still has not figured this out. I mean, it's blatant. And actually, I'd probably say they're saying 20% of the people still are believing in this nonsense, and 80% of the people are, you know, want old Joe down the road, you know, but I think it's probably more like 90%+ would like to see him gone. But anyway, you know, despite the political rhetoric, the number of gun homicides in America, according to FBI statistics, by rifles is 0.03%. The vast majority are pistols, inner city crimes, mostly in Democratic cities with escalating crime rates. You know, those cities where they defunded the police and they won't even arrest, you know, criminals for behavior that's everything from murder to theft to everything, you know. That's why they're breaking into all the stores and ransacking them, everything, because they know that nothing's going to happen to them. And so how's that working out for you? Democratic cities, you might want to reevaluate who's running your country. And but anyway, you know, I'm neither a Democrat or a Republican. I don't really want to call myself either one. You know, a lot of times it's the same bird, you know, to the right wing, left wing, same bird. But I'd say the Republicans got a lot better handle on what's going on. But there's a lot of rhinos there that need to go that have also been bought and sold by the global elite and hostile foreign governments. And we need to look into that and see who they really owe their allegiance to. But anyway, you know, these are all happening. The inner city crimes in these Democratic cities are just off the scale. And they're denying it. They're saying there is no crime. There is no crime. And the statistics are saying, no way, Jose, sorry, you know. But anyway, you know, impoverished cities with strict gun control measures are a blatant example of the total fail and graphs of the real problems. So, you know, you make things illegal. You know, who do the criminals care? They don't care about the law. They're already breaking the law. You know, they don't care. Who cares? The good people. So anyway. So it's a total fail. So they're punishing the good people. I'll go more into that later. So studies have shown mass shootings have reoccurring patterns such as severe mental health problems, psychotropic drugs, many of which state clearly on the label, extended use may lead to suicide or severe acts of aggression. Severe acts of aggression. Could that be school shootings? You know, going into a mall, things like that. You know, and who are these handlers? Oh, I mean, psychiatrists that are helping these people along. We need to find out who these guys are and, you know, how they got to that position. Obviously, there's a total fail there, too, as well. But anyway, or maybe they didn't fail. Maybe it was planned, you know, so we'll go into that later. But, you know, there's total failures of agencies, local police, as well as social media, which do not red flag these people. You know, when they make threats concerning school shootings or killing family members, it seems like everybody knows about it. Everybody in their circle knows about it. They post it on social media, you know, and they say what they're going to do. But where are the authorities in this situation? Are they told to stand down? Is there something else going on? You know, we need to really look into this. You know, look into the latest thing. I think there was a stand down order, and that's why all that was allowed to happen. But anyway. You know, there's a lot of good, honorable agents and officers out there, but they have their hands tied by ideologues, you know, bureaucrats that don't know the difference between a gun and a hairdryer. I was going to use another device, but I don't want to get censored, probably get censored anyway. But it's unbelievable what these guys are doing. Almost every gun under their regulations is going to be banned because the vast majority have nine-shot clips. Other than a revolver, most of them are six, and some small calibers have nine or 10. But the vast majority of Americans, if they have it their way, will be felons. You know, all of his life, Biden has been protected by assault weapons. I said, do you know why he's not want you to have the same protection guaranteed by the Constitution to protect against tyrannical governments? You know, guns were not for hunting. They were protect people against tyrannical governments. That's how it's written. Read it, you know. But he's demonstrated himself and his administration to be the tyrannical government, and you are the enemy. You don't take guns away from your friends. You take guns away from your enemies. You know, let that sink in. In his own words, he said, the Constitution is not absolute. None of your rights are guaranteed. Oath broken. He gave an oath to protect the people and the Constitution. He's failed completely. Total fail. You know, all law enforcement, military took an oath to protect the people and the Constitution, period. End of story. And that's the original Constitution, not the adulterated one, you know. So I'm going to go to the back page. Hang on a second here, because I want to read some statistics and then get back to where I was. Okay, I want you to think about this. And I had mostly statistics, but I watched J.P. Sears. I got to get him on the show, but he did a great one. You know, type in J.P. Sears, and he talks about gun control. And I would definitely watch that because he nailed it. But anyway, 9/11, 1911, Turkey, 1.5 million Armenians after gun control was established, genocided. You know, this isn't... 1929, Soviet Union, 20 million genocided. 1935, gun control in China. You know, they outlawed guns. 20 million, political dissonance, gone. 1938, Germany, you know, outlawed guns. 13 million Jews and other highly educated people were taken out. And people who were trying to save the Jews were taken out too as well. And guess who was behind a lot of that? Mr. Soros. Oh, guess what? Those were his famous years, the years he loved the most when he was selling out his own people to the Nazis. You know, figure that one out. Gee, same group, same plan, you know, nothing difference. No difference. Cambodia, 1956, 1 million eradicated, killed. 1964, Guatemala, 100,000 Mayans dead after they chose to ban weapons. Good one on that one, you know. Sad for the Mayans, but 1970, Uganda, 300,000 Christians exterminated after they banned guns. So 300,000 Christians. So maybe this is a war against Christians. Who knows? But everybody's saying it can't happen here. You know, it's for your protection. We're banning guns for your protection. It's for their protection, basically, so they can do this. It's the same agenda that they played out over and over in other countries, and they're trying to do the same thing. 2022, America tried to ban weapons. Oh, the rest of that's blank. Hopefully, we won't fill out the rest of that. But anyway... Recently, Trump said, let's stop drunk driving by taking cars away from sober drivers. That's the logic that we have here. You know, punishing law-abiding citizens for things that, you know, pretty crazed, you know, mentally unstable people did. You know, it's just like, it makes no sense. I couldn't have said it better myself. It explains the logic behind these gun control bills. So tires throughout history have always taken the guns away from their enemies. Guess who Democrats and rhinos consider the enemy? The vast majority of the American people. Why? Because one day you'll find out what they did. they did to Americans, and, you know, have the means to defend yourself, your families, and your homes. They don't want that. You know, when you wake up to all the stuff they've done, you know, they want to be the only ones with guns, figure it out. And speaking of that, you know, it's like, you know, Pelosi's husband just had a recent accident and was also given a DUI, you know, so he was driving a deadly weapon, especially, you know, under the influence. So why don't we ban cars? You know, how many thousands and thousands of people are killed by cars and DUIs? You know, let's ban DUIs. You know, it's anyway, in his defense, can you really blame him? Imagine his marriage, you know. You'd have to have some kind of escape for that one, you know. But maybe that's why their latest blunder is they made hard drugs legal to protect the people drugged and have a way to escape their own miserable lives. Who knows? There is no logic behind what these guys are doing, you know. So, you know, they have algorithms to ban conservatives, doctors, Nobel Prize winning scientists speaking out against vaccines, but they can't red flag a disturbed kid posting pictures of himself cutting his face repeatedly and making death threats, you know, to schools and families. You know, there's one for the fact checkers. Get to work on that. You know, seriously, I mean, this is by design, folks. This is insane. Here's some more insanity. San Diego County passed an ordinance that redefines women. You know, I thought it'd be San Francisco first, but looks like San Diego got the lead on that one. You know, so these people can't even define a woman. Can you imagine that? We have Supreme Court people that can't even define a woman. They don't even know what a woman is, you know. And, you know, some of them actually believe a man can get pregnant, which includes teachers who seem to flunk biology 101. You know, so, you know, good luck with that one. But anyway, there's this like X and Y chromosome thing that kind of establishes who you are and certain appendages that we might want to go by and just skip all the other nonsense, basically. Anyway, 2/3 of the country expect blackouts this summer. Here's a good one. Let's go, Brandon, on that one. You know, guess what your electric car depends on? Diesel, natural gas, and coal in some cases to keep the grid going. Gas prices, solar inflation is out of control. Shelves are empty. Supply lines diminish. Truckers can't afford to deliver. Farmers can't drive the tractors. Fertilizers stop from delivery. Baby formula gone. And the administration says it's temporary while it's getting worse, or claim they did not foresee this. It was all by design. They are a fail, you know. You know, they failed to protect the Constitution and the people, period. You know, they said your rights are not secure. I can't believe that. For him to say that on national TV was like, are you serious? Did he just say what I thought he said? You know, none of your rights are, you know, they're just arbitrary, that they can take them away whenever they want. That's tyranny, folks. That's also treason, I believe. But you might want to look back at that. So, all right, getting back to nature. There's a massive earthquake swarm in Antarctica suggesting volcanoes are awakening. Somebody needs to get down there and tell the volcanoes about the new Green Deal. You know, they got to stop their massive CO2 outputs. Politicians need to pass a law against eruptions and any engaging in massive forest restoration due to CO2 and the fertilizer ash that's emitted from the volcanoes. So there you go, politicians, pass a law on that one. See how that works out. You know, you pass all the laws you want. It's not going to work. Nature has her own law. But anyway, it's nature's way of cooling down the planet and restoring the forests. And so you don't really need chemtrails for that. So we can go ahead and stop that program. You know, they have another agenda. So also, you might want to inform them of solar flares and increases in human resonance create an increase in earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, severe weather. And so they need to pass a law against the sun creating solar flares and CMEs. We've been warning about this cycle and entered into a new highly charged place in the galaxy since 1982. You think they could have prepared, they could have listened and said, hey, you know what? We're going to have some big changes here, social, economic, severe weather, increase in earthquake and volcanoes. Maybe we should start like gearing up for that. I mean, we've had God, I hate to say it. What, 22 and 32? Well, never mind. Like 40 years of warning. but anyway, it's like disclosure with the government, you know, 70 years. Now, that's a form of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And guess what? 70 years of this and we got a fuzzy tic-tac. Come on. It's not going to happen there. You know, you're expecting pathological liars to tell you the truth, especially when they've been involved in some very devious activity that may end up in prison, especially that extreme malice against people who have been contacted. So anyway, another story. So I want to talk about a little bit about the effects of the solar flares and the Schumann resonance. Now, the past few days, people have been just wigging out and feeling really depressed. And, you know, a lot of people not wanting to be here. They're really sad. They're really unhappy. Everything else, that's part of a cycle. You'd have to depersonalize this. You know, even monkeys, when they experienced changes in the magnetic fields, became from comatose to self-mutilation. We don't have to act like monkeys. If we go ahead and look at the Schumann resonance and look at the solar observatory and see what's going on, we can go, hey, today's going to be an intense day. You know, full moon, same thing. And just be aware of the natural cycles and how they play on you. And you can see what's happening. But the last two or three days were really heavy. And that's because the earth is purging. We're all purging. Our bodies, the earth body, everything is purging right now. And so we're going to have ups and downs. And so, you know, when we go down, we need to depersonalize it and sit with it. And whatever comes up for us, own it, heal it, don't project and blame. Get through it. Go into your higher self and ask for help. Call upon God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. Ask for help. You know, there's these spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders there. They're here now in massive numbers. And they're here to help, too, with this transition. You've got the Ascended Masters there. They're waiting for you to initiate it. Say your prayers. Ask for help. We have clearing techniques on the site. Check it out. Clear your energy. Create sacred space. You know, you'll be amazed at how well this works. You know, So anyway, it's something we need to do, and we need to be aware of that some major stuff going on. And then I just saw that Venom 2 is appearing in your neighborhood, you know, starring Dr. Fauci and the entire cast of Pfizer and Moderna. Supporting actors are The Who and the CDC. Watch the water and make sure your kids are not starring in this horror film. So anybody, you'll figure it out. Watch the water and you'll figure out what I'm talking about if you don't get it. Another good film is 2000 Mules. If you really want to find the real threat to democracy, election fraud, massive donations by the global elite and hostile foreign governments to moral and ethically challenged politicians is the real threat to democracy. And they're the ones that are screaming everything else is a threat. So the ones that are screaming threat to democracy are the ones that are pretty much in the middle of what we just said. So, you know, the demoralization and division programs are textbook weapons by communist countries to take down democracies. And that's what we're seeing now. You know, they're dividing us by religion, by culture, by gender. They're destroying the nuclear family. They're doing everything they can to create as much division as possible, and everything that they accuse others of, they themselves are doing. So just watch the mainstream news, reverse everything they say, and just whoever they blame, realize that's probably the good guy, you know, in this situation. So seriously, I mean, even no matter what they're saying, just reverse it. It sounds crazy, but if you want to know the truth, just reverse everything that they're saying, basically. So, you know, they're there to take down, they want to centralize the power and wealth in the hands of a few and take it out of the hands of the people. And that's a fast track to tyranny and genocide. You know, history has proven this. That's exactly where they go. And you really think that if these global elite have all the power and the wealth, that they're going to take care of you, and they're going to totally fulfill your sense of entitlement and your laziness and everything else. And how long do you think that's going to last? Just till they get their way, till they get their communist country. And then guess what? You all become slaves and genocide follows. So anyway, figured that one out. You know, this whole sense of entitlement and your need to be taken care of eventually will result in a loss of freedom and death, basically. So we have to become sovereign. Grow your own food, start planting fruit trees and gardens, get a source for fresh water. You can ride these changes through without fear when you're close to the earth. So if you love the earth and take care of the earth, she'll take care of you. It's really that simple. All right, so we're going to go into Hollywood now. After watching the Johnny Depp and that trial, I just heard, I think there's a T in there, maybe, I don't know. You know, we can't really take Hollywood seriously anymore. You know, they can't claim to have any credibility or the moral high ground. I'm sorry. I mean, they're part of the mess. Anyway, that whole thing was a big distraction. I said, do you think they really care about the children? Child abuse, sex trafficking, other ritualistic acts. Most people can't even fathom or done behind closed doors in Hollywood. Yet when the cameras are rolling, they take the moral high ground. They scream, protect the children, but leave our producers alone. You know, what's up with that? You know, we can't depend on them for anything. So just forgive me. Same with the music industry. Lots of dirty laundry there. So here's something lately on Netflix and now some other channels. Do you ever notice how everybody turns gay in the end and all the latest sci-fi ones and a lot of the movies like in Picard? You know, I used to really love Star Trek and Picard and everything else. But, you know, watching his political nonsense and he's about as left as they come. You know, it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. But, you know, in this new movie, Picard, they push the biometric chips and vaccines. You know, is that they're the stars are all chipped and vaccined, you know? It's like, and it looks like the cast from I Hate Trump and all conservatives, like Whoopi Goldberg plays an enlightened being, Guinan, from some master race. You know, you ever watch The View? You know, I mean, that just cancels that out right away. You know, she's definitely not from some other master race and definitely not an enlightened being, you know. And so anyway, just watch The View. That's all you need to say. These people are, I don't know. They should film that in a sanitarium to get the same result. Anyway, Netflix totally tanked by pushing these woke agendas, pandering to the 1%. It's not good business. Just ask Disney whose stocks are tanking. So now, you know, look at the numbers. If you got this small, you know, 1% of people that are gay or lesbian or whatever, and I'm not against that. I'm not even saying I'm against that. But let's keep it, you know, why? Let's keep it. According to the statistics, why are they pushing this so hard? You know, why are they trying to destroy the nuclear family and everything else? What are they doing? It's like, I don't like it shoved down my face, shoved down my throat, forced to watch it and everything else. It's like, nobody's forced. I just turned the TV off. I just said, okay. And I fast forward through the scenes. But, and then eventually I just turned the channel off and I let go of my Netflix subscription and all the other ones. I never really watch TV anyway, you know, so who cares? Didn't miss anything on there. But the good thing is now billionaires are speaking out against the woke monster they created, which is coming back to consume them. You can't make a profit in a collapsed economy. Bingo. Didn't think that one through. You know, we can all prosper, and those who have been blessed with abundance have spiritual duty to help those less fortunate. Or they're not spiritual, unevolved, selfish, and not in service to others. Bingo, stop worshiping these guys. If they're not doing, you know, if they're not in service to humanity, the earth, they should not be worshiped. You know, and look at what they're doing behind the closed doors, basically. It's going to freak you out. But anyway, this is not an evolved human and should not be looked up and admired, period. If they are, investing in the awakening healing of humanity earth and the art and service to humanity earth. Bingo. Great. I mean, get behind these guys. There are a lot of them out there that are trying to help and turn things around. So, but anyway, the pendulum is coming back full swing from the woke left to the right, you know, which has proven to be right all along. You know, there are positive changes that need to be made, yet destroying the family unit, the economy, the security, health, and well-being of Americans is not the answer, unless that was the plan all along. It was. Wake up. There's no such thing as woke. It's a socially engineered term to destroy America through religious, culture, and gender division, perpetuating victims and destroying the family unit. It's called demoralization and has been used to topple governments for years. So that's what it is, the demoralization program. And it is, it's a Nazi program, basically. All tyrants used it. Same thing. They call it, you know, that was the plan. The global elite is using it. It's called the demoralization plan. Collapse the country, then take it over. Throw it into abject poverty, and then get it into debt, and then crash the economy, and then take it over. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do. It's up to us to say no, you know, bottom line. So I know this is a different kind of show. You know, every once in a while I do go off on these tangents because they need to be said. You know, it needs to be said out there. There's some great people out there. They're on the front lines, you know, like the Mel Kay show, the Patriot Street Fighter. You know, there's quite a few others up over there. The X-22 report, you know, a lot of those are really keeping us updated on what's going on and who's who and what's happening. We need to tune into those channels. And with True Social and some of the other ones coming up, we all need to get involved with that and forget about mainstream, you know, the legacy news. Although Fox News is coming out with some hard-hitting things, you know, with Tucker and Jesse and a few others are really nailing some of the nonsense going on, but they don't go all the way. You know, let's just take it all the way. You know, let's take it home. But, you know, they are doing their part, and a lot of powerful women, too, in there, the Ingram Hour and things like that. But there's a lot of powerful women out there that are standing up, and men need to get behind them, you know, especially come from the heart. You know something, let me tell you, probably get me in trouble, but there's, by nature, basically, the real power comes from source, comes from creator. That's the ultimate power. And what is that power? It's love. And the love is the cosmic glue. It's the creator behind all creation. It's what holds everything together and brings everything into being. And in its most unlimited form, it's pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. That's what it is. All right. So knowing that, it's a very high frequency. It's extremely high frequency. So we got to raise our frequencies. And so the bottom line, we have to let go of the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. You know, all the victim patterns, all the stuff that they're trying to perpetuate, the divisions, the class separation, everything. We got to let go all of that, master judgment, master our emotions, and raise our frequencies, release the past, and then we connect into these higher levels. So that being said, by nature, women are more subjective to creator. They're hardwired that way. The emotional body is massive compared to the intellect. And they're more in their emotional body, and it processes faster. And men are more intellectual. And there's a good reason they have their purpose. And so you can find that balance between yourself. You can have the divine feminine in your own self, receiving information from source, from creator. And the masculine side is the one that puts it into motion and makes it happen. And I'm not saying women can't put things into motion, so don't put words in my mouth. I can already hear that one. But the bottom line is that in an enlightened society, most of them are matriarchal. And the men are there to support the women. And the men provide, you know, a lot of the heavy lifting, the protection, the, you know, what it means to be, you know, this thing they call toxic masculine is the reason we have freedom right now, you know, on the planet, because they're the ones that protected the Constitution and everything else. So and so they've tried to demonize that. They've tried to demonize the man that stands up for the woman, that stands up for the children, that stands up for the rights. You know, they tried to make that toxic. And, you know, it's called having strong moral fiber and having courage and things like that. Okay, all those things are now taboo, you know, with this new woke program. And anything involving testosterone is taboo. So anyway, that's the game they're playing, you know, because they don't want you to stand up to them. So anyway, I'm talking about balance here. We can balance those energies within ourselves, you know, and but I think an advanced civilization would be a council of grandmothers that have the wisdom, that are tapped into Creator and coming from the emotional body, you know, tempered by wisdom of experience, and that is connected into higher dimensions, you know, a galactic council or whatever. And there's a lot of galactic councils out there, and a lot of them are helping us right now. So I think that is the way that that things should be run, and that's the way higher civilizations run. Most of them are either perfectly balanced or they're more matriarchal in as far as the governing bodies, and they have high councils, and the people that are on these high councils are chosen according to their spiritual adeptness and their track record, their history and service to their people and their planet, basically. And far cry for what we have going on here. You know, it's like on the earth right now, if you look, it's money's the drive. And, you know, people just are seeking power and wealth, and they move up the ladder and they'll do whatever they can to get that power and wealth, and selling their own souls and doing acts beyond your imagination, most people's imagination, because they think that'll take them further up that ladder. But, you know, karma's real, and all that's being accelerated now. It's being amplified, and you're going to see a big flip happen here real soon. So anyway, the higher dimensional beings all operate under universal law. Universal law is coming, and it's being ushered in by the higher dimensions and the source itself, whatever you want to call it, God, Creator, Great Spirit, everybody has a name for it. You know, call it Earth, you know, Mother Earth. She's going, she's ascending to the next level. Gaia, you know, there's a lot of names for it. But anyway, you know, that's what we're going through. I mean, this is unstoppable. It's a galactic thing that's happening. It's the whole universe is moving to the next level, and you can't stop it. The suns are involved in it, the Schumann resonance part of it, and there's whole civilization sending us energy right now, adding their collective consciousness to ours. And there's no way these tyrants are going to make it. They're not frequency specific. They're imploding right now. They're being exposed for who they are and what they've done. And this is just going to continue, and it's going to increase exponentially. So I did promise I'd do answer some questions, and I'm going to see. I might be able to bring some of those up, but we're going to. I'm really hoping I did. Whoa. Okay. Anyway, first question is, let me see here. How do you qualify contact? All right. What I do basically is I create sacred space. You know, we do clearings, and it's on the website, Healing Unseen Negative Influences. We create sacred space. Anybody can do it. And you call on the higher dimensional beings. You call on the known ascended masters. You can use Jesus or Yeshua. You can use Mary, Babaji, Buddha. It doesn't matter. Kuan Yin, you know, you can call these in to help if you don't know who your main teacher and guide is, or if you're not aware of these higher dimensional beings that are helping us, and do the clearings and clear your space first. First and foremost, before you do anything spiritual, clear the space. Anyway, and then when you start making contact and connecting with these beings, monitor yourself. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. If it doesn't feel right, change the channel. Shut it off and do more clearings. You know, clear your space out, because you know, these things are always trying to jump in. So we have to maintain sacred space and keep our energies up, our frequencies up, so we're not messed by these other beings. So anyway, that's how I qualify contact. I can feel and sense who's on, you know, who's on the ships. We know most of them by name. The different groups have different energy signatures. Their ships have energy signatures, and I can feel them before they come. You know, I can tell you, you know, exactly when they're going to come and which direction. I'll say they're coming from the west, be here in 3 minutes. And this has been proven redundantly. In 3 minutes, the ship appears. And so how do I do that? I don't know. It just happens. Maybe the two near-death experiences and the 30 years of working with lamas and yogis and elders from all nations might have added to that. Guess what? Maybe that commitment to that spiritual life, you know, it's a little gift that came with it. But anyway, going from there, see if we can get the next one here. Person asked me, how am I navigating the rolling energy shifts? Are you going with the flow, staying somewhat neutral, or are you holding a higher frequency at all times? No, I'm not holding a higher frequency at all times. You know, I have a part of me that's the observer, and I'm observing myself. And there's times that part of me is looking at all this nonsense going on. It's just going, oh my God, I can't believe, or things that people do. And I just said, are you serious? Like right now, our water's being cut off by the farmers up top, and our ditch master's got some issues. You know, we don't know what it is, but he's decided that we don't get any water, even though we have water rights or everything else. And this is the oldest trick in the book, but, and he's supposed to be a good Christian guy, you know? So we told him, we said, well, how does stealing water or shutting off the water from people, you know, down the ditch, you know, fit into your Christian ideals, you know? And you know, you can validate anything. You can find some passage in the Bible that will, but first you have to judge the other people as bad or demonize them or something. You know, you have to, in your mind, you have to find a reason so you can steal their water. And, you know, there's a whole frickin' river full overflowing right now out there. And there's no lack of water up here. We have so much water, it's insane. So there's no reason. There's no logical reason, legally or spiritually or any reason for it. But this guy's running this program. And a lot of people are doing that. They're stuck in their own programs. They're stuck in their own arrogance or some weird religious program. Who knows? But the bottom line is, you know, stealing is stealing. And you can't steal water. If you're a ditch master, you have a job to do, and that is to make sure everybody has water. And total fail on that one too. So anyway, we're dealing with that. Well, I get a little ticked, but because, you know, we've got livestock, we've got fish, we've got, you know, I hate to see animals suffer, you know, because of some unconscious person up there that has an agenda. And yeah, every once in a while I get into that, you know, I kind of get into my stuff on that, and I just go, I got to catch myself. And I can't let, you know, when I judge or get pissed at this guy, I feel his energy and I bring that into my room and I go, no, no, no. So anyway, the part of me that's the observer watches that and watches my reaction to it and things like that. And so I pull myself back and say, okay, I'm just going to send clearing and healing and get my center back again. And the same thing with any relationships, everything going on. I feel the energy. I feel it. It has an effect on me. I feel the heaviness of it, these rolling energies. And I just sit down and I go, not mine. You know, I depersonalize it. I say, not mine. And I focus on that love and joy and bliss and bring my energies back up and move through it. And so, or I get out in nature and just work with the land and ground the energy. And that really helps. But that's basically how I get through it. But pretty crazy stuff. Somebody is asking about CERN, you know, opening up CERN, how that's going to affect things. You know, CERN, from what I understand, and I heard this secondhand, so I can't prove it, but one of the times they opened that doorway with CERN and something came through and it really screwed a lot of people up. I think it killed some people and everything else. So, hey, let's take the cage off. Let's open the door to an apex predator and bring them right through the door and see what happens. You know, how smart is that? You know, whenever you work with the dark side, it's going to consume you, whether physically or mentally or emotionally. That's what happens. And, you know, these people have these brilliant intellects, but they're spiritually dead and emotionally dead as well. And they're so imbalanced, they do stuff that a three-year-old would go, no, not a good idea. Don't open that door. You know, there's bad things behind that door, you know? So anyway, I don't think I'd be opening that door again anytime soon, but there are some elders, some very powerful robe beings that are watching over that right now. And they're kind of keeping an eye on it. So they've seen that as well. So anyway, they don't know what they're doing. They shouldn't be doing it, period, you know? Let me see what else I got. Oh, they're asking me about the, I wrote a thing and somebody got really pissed off at me, but I said humans should not be allowed around wild animals with social media channels, you know? So anyway, these people are trying to film this bull elk, you know, with his herd there, you know, and of course he's going to protect the herd. You don't walk up and try to take a selfie, you know, you're going to get nailed. But little common sense there, you know, although you might get a good thing on your Facebook or your other social media, you know, you may end up paying for it. So don't mess with them. You know, have a little sensitivity and awareness if you're going to mess with animals, you know. So anyway, you know, we have a wild boar. I should talk, you know, I have a wild boar and that I kind of befriended, and he just came up and was hanging around, you know. And so I was eating, I'd throw him some food now and then, and now he put on shows and everybody's seen it. I don't know if that was a good idea. And one day he actually bit me and I kicked the crap out of him. But, you know, if you're going to play in that realm, you better be the alpha, you know, male. But again, we have a bear coming through our yard now and then. And I was thinking about, maybe I should just leave that one alone. You know, I'm just going to let him come through. Good, big, bad dog in your backyard, you know, but he doesn't bother anybody and people want to shoot him. And I go, yeah, it's just, you know, probably leave that one alone. But anyway, you know, he's, as long as he didn't bother anybody or tear things up, I'm fine with that. You know, he was there first, you know, so, but, somebody asked me about the, solar flash, you know, and I really believe we're having a series of solar flashes. We're having a series of energies hitting the earth that are exponential. The Schumann resonance off the scale. People are being affected by it again. It's growing exponentially. And so it's a whole series of things. And I think eventually we are going to hit that critical mass and flip, you know, so, but I think it's a series of events. If it happened all at once, I think we'd lose so many people that it wouldn't be a good idea. And I think the higher dimensional beings are monitoring a lot of that, you know, the energies and on the earth and how much we can handle, but we have to get through this. We have to raise our frequencies to get through this. So they're doing all they can to help us. But anyway, unfortunately, I don't have time for more questions. We're hitting the end of the hour. And I want to leave people with, you know, it's all about an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And if you're going to work with higher dimensional beings, we have to rise to the occasion. And don't settle for these fuzzy tic-tacs and some political leader that has a history of being a pathological liar or some military person that's engaged in deadly censorship and things like, forget about these guys. They aren't going to tell you the truth. They never will. You know, you have to go within, make your own personal contact, period, end of story, you know. And again, watch out for the planned opposition who, you know, are lockstep with these Illuminati and these elite, you know, forget about these guys. You know, they're going to hook you into some darker beings. And so, you know, you see them shape-shifting half the times and working with these beings. So just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So again, create sacred space, clear your energies, be the observer. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And that's the best thing I can leave you with is monitor yourself, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the energies, how they're affecting you, and do clarions. You're not going to upset the benevolent beings if you do clarions. As a matter of fact, they support it. And I just keep clearing, and then whatever sticks around, I hang out with. So anyway, that's one of the ways of doing it. And we're going to cover a lot of that in the self-mastery classes. And we always do that when we do the clearing the circles. But anyway, that's it. That's all I have for you. Probably pissed off a lot of people, but if we did, you needed to be pissed off. So anyway, still love you anyway. Have a great evening. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Have a great evening. Good night.